Good evening, everybody, and sorry for the background noise, but I can't find the remote control at the moment, so hopefully it's not too distracting and you can hear me all right. Just an update, really. Hope everyone's okay. It's been good weather today. I was going to do the audio mo thing that I've heard about, but I don't think I will do it, because I know that I won't keep up with it, because I've just got too much on, so I will do one here and there. Finished my third assignment now, that went in the other day, so in fact it went in today, so I was really pleased when I pressed that button and it went in, so pardon me, keep my fingers crossed. So it's now on to the next one, which is due in a few weeks' time, I think, about the about the 20-something of June. So a lot of reading to do again before that, so a glutton for punishment. But I think I'm going to... I've got loads to do, but I am going to try and chill out this weekend and not do as little as possible. And just have a nice chill-out weekend. So let's hope the weather's not too bad. Doggies all okay. They're a bit quiet tonight, actually. They've had their mad run around, and we went for a nice walk today. But they've been, like, quite quiet this evening, which is quite good, really. Bolly's on my lap. And especially Bolly, because Bolly's always usually the mad one, you know, throughout the evening. He doesn't really calm down till about bedtime. But no, he's been lying on my lap most of the evening, and I had to go up to do an email earlier, and they usually sort of follow me upstairs, and everyone's been asleep down here on the settee, and dare I say it, there's three on the settee at the moment. One shall be nameless. I'll leave that for everyone to guess. The other is Marley, and Bollinger's on my knee, and there's one on the floor as well, but I'm not telling you which is on the floor. So I've got four dogs, remember, anybody who follows me. Anyway, what else have I got to say? God, it seems like I've had a boring life. I've been busy, really, just studying and getting on with life, as they say, and doing things, and choir started again this week, so that was really nice, because we break up for term times, so it was nice to be back this week and be singing again and preparing for our next concert in June, 16th of June, and we've got a barbecue next week, so that will be nice. So next week we're going to do a barbecue for just the choir members, because we've been going, I think, must be 2 years now, I think, they've been going for. So we're going to have a barbecue, and drinks and stuff, and then we're going to do our choir practice, and as usual, and then, so let's hope it's a nice day. Keep my fingers crossed next Tuesday will be a lovely, warm, sunny day. And then the week after is our concert in Northamptonshire. What's the name of that theatre in Northampton now? The Derngate, that's what it's called. The Derngate, which is the main big theatre in Northampton, where all the main shows seem to go. We've got a little theatre called The Castle near where I live. That's just reminded me about something, actually, another access issue about theatre tickets. Anyway, I won't bore you with those details, sorry. It's funny, I just remembered I was meant to be hearing back from them, and they never even bothered to get back to me, but that's fine. And the show that I wanted to go and see there anyway, I think I'd much rather see it at a bigger theatre, to be fair, because the Derngate is a real big old theatre. I like the Derngate in terms of the style and the building and the architecture of it. It's really nice, actually, and they've got the boxes and stuff that you can sit in and things, so it's really good. whereas the castle is like your small community sort of theatre, I suppose. It's not as big. They do have some sort of big shows there. I don't think I'd want to go and see a musical there, though, because I think you have to be in a really big theatre for those powerful sort of big musicals, which I like to go and see. So I can't remember what I'm going to see, actually. I am going to see something with rock and roll, because the friend of mine that likes going, she's into, she likes rock and roll, and I don't mind it either, so if I tend to go with her, although I did get her to go and see a Suggs thing the other day, which was quite good, and she actually enjoyed it, so I was pleased, actually. So, but yeah, so it's a varied musical with various stuff in it from different artists in the rock and roll era. So that's not till the 11th of July, so I've got a few weeks to wait, but at least I will have done my fourth assignment then. Well, I can't actually believe that I am nearly halfway. Well, I am halfway through the course. I really can't believe it. It's shocking, because basically I suppose on the 18th of this month, in 3 months time, I'll be finished the course, because obviously we do our exam on the 18th, and then that's it, I'm finished. And then on to my next course, which it looks like will be psychology. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going to be having a chat with a tutor next week in terms of going through all the modules and stuff to make sure that all the stuff will be accessible. However, on a note about students, but a really bad note, you know, I'm quite shocked about all the cuts they want to make to DSA, and if I was ever thinking of having a break next year, it's not going to happen. I'm going to go on straight on to my next course, although I won't get a break, because I think it's set for like this academic year of 2015, so not this academic year but the next academic year. They are planning quite severe cuts to disabled students' allowance, and it means people might not be able to get computers, and people might not be able to get the support they need to study, i.e. like support assistance and whatever, to get to lectures and to take notes for them and whatever. And it's like, well, I mean, it's not very good. It's not very good at all. I think I've just got there at the right time. But I mean, it doesn't say I might never want to study again. I might want to do an MA one day. You never know. I don't think at the moment I do, though. I just want to get my BA honours done, and then that's it for a while. I'm going to be starting some voluntary work in advocacy soon, which sounds quite exciting, which will lead to some stuff that I want to do anyway, in paid capacity. So I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Someone came to see me today, and we had a good chat, and she's a qualified social worker, and she's gone into advocacy, and she said it was really good, and you know, it's a really good team and stuff. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting involved with that, actually. So and getting involved in the forums they have as well. And I've also got involved myself in something to do with PA stuff, wanting to make a PA, a site for PAs and people who employ PAs accessible. So obviously I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon as a VI, because they haven't got any VIs on the panel either. So, you know, I thought get in there, because I'm sure some of us do have PAs or whatever that are VI. So we could have the website is accessible for us as well, and stuff that's accessible for us anyway is useful to other people, like people with dyslexia, etc. So that would be really good. So I spoke to the manager or the project worker who's dealing with that, and they're very keen to have me on board with that. So God, I don't know how I'm going to find the time for all this. Got another concert coming up in July as well with my choir. So all in all, life is looking good. The dogs are happy and I'm happy. I was going to go to London this weekend, but I've decided not to go. I'm going to stay at home. Anyway, I'm going to be off now. I'm going to try and listen to this before I send it to make sure it's audible. Sorry for the background noise. Big Brother's back.